Welcome to AI Unraveled, your daily briefing on the real-world business impact of AI. Today is defined by the quest for ultimate scale. Microsoft has formalized the existential race by establishing a new superintelligence team and launching a dedicated humanist superintelligence push. This massive commitment comes as Google DeepMind simultaneously announces its AI has cracked new solutions to unsolved math problems, and Google unveils its most powerful AI chip yet. The AGI clock is ticking. The competition is also global. NVIDIA's CEO warns China will win the AI race, just as the US blocks NVIDIA from selling chips to China. This chip war creates turbulence that even the giants can't ignore, forcing alliances. Apple is tapping Google's Gemini for a Siri overhaul and will pay Google a reported $1 billion for the privilege, fundamentally rewriting the consumer AI contract. We'll also cover Snap's massive $400 million AI deal with Perp, Elon Musk's $1 trillion Tesla payday, and how Edison Scientific is using Cosmos AI to find patents. But first, a crucial message for the enterprise builders. Stop marketing to the general public. Talk to enterprise AI builders. Your platform solves the hardest challenge in tech: getting secure, compliant AI into production at scale. Secure your mid-roll spot. The link is in the show notes. Please remember to like and subscribe to AI Unraveled, and let's unravel today's AI news.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we are strapping in. The AI news cycle is just moving incredibly fast. We're focusing entirely on one day, November 7th, 2025. And honestly, the scale of the strategic moves, it's become staggering.
Yeah.
You've got sources detailing things like, well, $1 trillion pay packages getting approved, $1 billion secret infrastructure deals, and even AI systems that can apparently do 6 months of science work in just one day. So our mission for you is to cut through all this noise. We want to pull out the most critical shifts just from the last 24 hours.
It's fascinating, isn't it? The whole AI effort, it's not just a simple race anymore, not by a long shot. What today's sources show, really, are these three core tensions all happening at once. It's creating huge turbulence. First, you've got this really aggressive push towards AGI, artificial general intelligence, and that's forcing companies to, well, redefine who they even are. Second, there's this acceleration in deep strategic partnerships, often secret ones. You know, dependency is becoming a kind of currency. And third, the geopolitical competition. It's escalating like crazy, both in hardware and, surprisingly, in these super efficient open source models. Yeah, we really need to look beyond just the headlines, the press releases, understand why these moves are happening now, and, you know, critically, how they position everyone for the next decade.
Okay, right. Let's unpack that. Starting with maybe the most aggressive strategic move of the day, Microsoft. For a long time, it felt like they were just, you know, riding OpenAI's coattails. Well, that seems to be officially over. They just announced this massive pivot. They've established the MAI superintelligence team, led by Mustafa Suleiman, Karen Simonian as chief scientist. And they're poaching top people from Google DeepMind, Meta, Anthropic, all the big players. This isn't just another lab. It feels like a declaration. Microsoft is going all in on AGI, matching everyone else's ambition.
That phrase, declaration of independence, I think that's spot on. The real significance here is that it basically ends that implicit restriction they had because of the OpenAI partnership. It lets Microsoft build its own large-scale models completely independently. They're building their own path to the frontier now. But here's the interesting part, the challenge for us analyzing it. They've branded it humanist superintelligence. Suleiman says it's about AI that always works for people in humanity.
Yeah.
Is that a real ethical line in the sand, or is it, you know, just really smart marketing to handle the growing regulatory heat and public concern around building superintelligence?
That really is the key question, isn't it? Yeah. Our sources show they're focusing on, well, quite narrow, specific societal challenges. Things like medical breakthroughs, optimizing clean energy grids, AI learning companions, stuff like that. Less so the sort of abstract, open-ended AGI goal. It looks like a very deliberate attempt to manage perception while still pushing hard. Okay, so if you connect that huge ambition with the, frankly, staggering costs involved, lead us right to the next big story. The controversy around financial sustainability in AI. OpenAI's infrastructure needs are just enormous. And their CFO, Sarah Friar, dropped a bit of a bombshell. She suggested the company initially explored the idea of a federal backstop, basically taxpayer loan guarantees to help finance a buildout. And that immediately sparked this whole too big to fail debate.
It absolutely did. The idea that a leading private AI company might need a government safety net, that got instant pushback. Then Sam Altman came out very forcefully, publicly rejecting the idea for private AI buildouts. He said the company should fail if it screws up. Strong words. It really raises this deep question, you know. Where does public risk start when you have these incredibly expensive private ventures? Now, to be fair, Altman later clarified they only discussed loan guarantees in the context of building chip fabs in the U.S. That's a separate federal program they didn't even apply for. But still, the fact that the conversation about government underwriting even happened, it shows just how destabilizing this whole infrastructure race has become.
And this is where it gets really interesting. Even as these big labs declare independence, they're also relying on these incredibly complex, often secret partnerships to stay competitive, because nobody wants to foot the entire bill alone. Okay, let's talk about Siri. The billion-dollar overhaul. Sources are detailing this massive, apparently highly confidential deal between Apple and Google for the Siri update everyone's been waiting for. Apple's going to pay Google roughly $1 billion a year for access to a specific high-end Google AI model.
Right, and the model they picked, after apparently testing options from OpenAI and Anthropic too, is a 1.2 trillion parameter Google system. Now, just to put that number, 1.2 trillion parameters into perspective, Apple's current internal model, Apple Intelligent, is around 150 billion parameters. So that difference, it's not just a bit bigger, it's a massive leap in cognitive power. It allows for much more complex understanding and tasks.
So what's the upside for Apple, and what's the risk?
Well, the upside is obvious. Instant, world-class AI capability for Siri. This Google model will handle the heavy-lifting complex summaries, multi-step planning, understanding really contextual commands. And strategically, Apple gets to keep its main selling point, privacy. Yeah. They'll run this massive model entirely on their own private cloud compute infrastructure. So the data stays shielded from Google. That's key for them. But the risk, oh, it's huge. This level of dependency, even with the privacy shield, it makes Google a fundamental behind-the-scenes supplier for one of Apple's most critical future products. Apple's basically trying to keep up appearances, paying $1 billion a year to Google while racing to build its own internal model that can eventually replace it. It's a very expensive vulnerability.
It's a total strategic paradox, yeah.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you've got other platforms doing something different. They're positioning themselves not as model builders, but as AI distribution channels, selling access to their users. Look at Snap. They just inked a $400 million deal with Perplexity. Basically, Perplexity is paying Snap to embed its AI search engine right into the Snapchat chat interface starting early 2026.
Yeah, this is a classic pivot. Snap gets significant new revenue just by leveraging its user base, nearly 1 billion monthly users. They're becoming the gateway, the high-traffic interface for specialized AI companies to reach people. And it's not just about putting a search box in there. It's about utility. Like, the deal apparently spurred development of a specific Perplexity feature within Snap for doing patent searches and summaries right in the chat. That shows Snap isn't just selling eyeballs. They're selling access to useful, maybe even professional tools. It sort of hints at a future where our social apps become the main way we access these specialized, high-value AI services.
Okay, so all this complex strategy, the AGI race, these deep dependencies, it all comes down to raw computing power, right? Which takes us straight into the geopolitical hardware arms race. Internally, the big players are pushing hard. Google just launched its latest custom AI chips, the Ironwood chips. This is their newest tensor processing unit architecture, a clear escalation in that internal hardware battle.
And the performance jump is significant. They're talking four times the performance of the previous Trillium generation. But the really eye-popping thing is the scale. A single pod of these new chips can pack in up to 9,216 chips, and they have access to 1.77 petabytes of shared high bandwidth memory.
Okay, hold on for listeners. 1.77 petabytes of shared memory. What does that actually mean functionally?
Right. Think of it like this. 1 petabyte is 1,000 terabytes. Your average home computer might have, what, 1 or 2 terabytes of much slower memory? This is nearly 2,000 times that capacity, and it's shared across thousands of incredibly fast chips working together. It's basically the kind of architecture you absolutely need to train those multi-trillion parameter models we were just talking about. Without that scale, that shared memory, you just can't build these new frontier AGI models efficiently. It's a necessity.
So while Google's scaling up like crazy internally, the global pressure is also immense, especially from China. We got a really sharp warning from NVIDIA's CEO, Jensen Huang. Almost unsettling. He basically warned that the U.S. strategy of export controls might be backfiring, that China is actually now set to win the AI race.
Yeah, and his reasoning is worth paying close attention to. He argues these U.S. export controls on advanced chips, they're forcing Chinese companies to double down on building their own capable alternatives. It's like creating self-sufficiency through exclusion, ironically. Plus, he points to China having potentially more favorable energy situations, powering these massive AI data centers 24/7. Energy access becomes the ultimate bottleneck.
And we're seeing this play out right now. The U.S. blocked the sale of NVIDIA's slightly less powerful B38 chip to China. And Beijing immediately responded. New guidance requires state-funded data centers to use only domestically made chips. That basically cuts off a huge market segment for foreign chip makers like NVIDIA and forces China's hand even faster towards independence.
But the threat to the big guys, the hyperscalers, it's not just coming from huge state efforts. It's also coming from the, frankly, astonishing efficiency emerging from the open source world.
Right. Alibaba-backed Moonshot AI just released something called Kimi K2 Thinking. It's an open source reasoning model. And our sources show it's matching or even beating top closed models like GPT-5 and Claude 4.5 Sonnet on several key reasoning tests. Got a new top score, 44.9%, on something called Humanity's Last Exam, which is seen as a tough benchmark for advanced reasoning.
That performance alone is impressive. But here's the jaw-dropper, the training cost. Sources report it costs less than $5 million to train. $5 million. Just think about that. We were just talking trillion-dollar pay packages, billion-dollar deals, these massive petabyte-scale Ironwood clusters. And then here comes Kimi K2 Thinking, offering near state-of-the-art reasoning for, what is that, like 0.005% of the estimated cost of some big closed models. That kind of efficiency, it completely disrupts the market. If you can get that level of capability for so little capital, it shifts the power balance. It moves away from just the companies with the deepest pockets and really democratizes access to cutting edge AI.
Okay, let's pivot now to the impact. What are these systems actually doing in the real world? We seem to be entering an era of genuinely accelerated science. The timelines being compressed are, well, they're hard to believe. Edison Scientific just debuted a system called Cosmos. They call it an autonomous AI research system. And the wow fact here is that beta testers said it could do 6 months of typical scientific work in a single day. That includes processing 1,500 research papers, executing maybe 42,000 lines of code per experiment run. It's incredible.
That kind of compression is literally changing how science gets done overnight. But importantly, Cosmos is also built for reliability. They claim 79% of its outputs were validated as accurate, and it keeps full citation trails. That's crucial for trust. And because the pharma industry is so desperate for this kind of speed up, they're apparently already moving fast to commercialize it. And it's not just drug discovery. Look at Google DeepMind's AlphaVolve. It's autonomously finding new solutions to math problems that have been unsolved for ages, like improvements for the finite field Kakeya problem, or new ways to tackle famous challenges like the moving sofa problem. So AI isn't just optimizing things anymore, it's actually contributing to fundamental theoretical breakthroughs.
Okay, finally, let's zoom out. Let's look for the AI angle in some of today's other big headlines. Because algorithms are touching everything now, finance, culture, even public safety. Take Elon Musk's pay package at Tesla, just approved, $1 trillion. The largest ever. The whole justification for that massive payout is basically a giant bet on AI at planetary scale, right? Robotaxis, humanoid robots, AI managing energy grids, and the AI angle. Even the institutional investors deciding whether to approve this are using their own sophisticated governance risk algorithms. These algorithms are trying to judge, is this concentration of power a visionary bet? Or is it an algorithmically flagged risk? The algorithms are judging the bet on the algorithms. It's wild.
And you see it in culture, too. The Grammy nominations were just announced. We tend to forget. But the recommendation systems on TikTok, on Spotify, those algorithms heavily shaped which songs even got popular enough to be nominated. They curate success now. And beyond that, many nominees are actually using AI tools in their creative process for mastering, separating tracks, maybe even composition assistance, then shift to public safety. Or maybe public health utility. Researchers are using machine learning to comb through millions of electronic health records, EHRs. They're looking for faint safety signals you'd never spot otherwise. One study today highlighted a potential link between long-term melatonin use and heart failure risk, something only visible by crunching massive data sets with AI.
And even the ongoing government shutdown causing massive flight cuts and delays even, that has an AI angle.
Absolutely. Airlines, the FAA, they're relying heavily on complex AI models for delay prediction and crew scheduling. These AI tools are deciding in real time which flights get cut to minimize the ripple effect across the entire network. It's effectively a huge live stress test of how well AI operations can cope when human staffing is suddenly slashed. It's turning a crisis into a very visible demonstration of AI utility.
Wow. Okay, so to quickly wrap up our mission today, The AI landscape is getting, well, simultaneously more aggressive. You've got Microsoft launching its own superintelligence effort, Google scaling up hardware with Ironwood, but it's also becoming way more complex and interdependent. Apple's admitting this massive billion-dollar reliance on Google for Siri, and then this threat from incredibly efficient, low-cost open-source models like Kimi K2. It just completely changes the game. The idea that only trillion-dollar companies could lead, that seems questionable now.
Exactly. And that's precisely why this kind of deep dive matters for you, listening. Understanding these specific strategic moves, these tech shifts, it helps you anticipate what's coming next, where the platforms are heading. And it helps you spot where the real innovation utility is happening right now. Like knowing that near frontier AI might cost just $5 million to train, that changes everything for startups, for enterprise R&D budgets. So here's the provocative thought we want to leave you with today. It kind of sums up the core tension we've seen. Considering the colossal spending needed for AGI for hardware like Google's Ironwood versus the stunningly low reported cost for a state-of-the-art open-source model like Kimi K2 Thinking, does the future of AI dominance really belong to the company with the deepest pockets? Or does it belong to whoever develops the most efficient, the most ingenious algorithms? Something to think about until our next deep dive.
That wraps up our AI Daily News Rundown for November 7th. Today confirmed that the superintelligence goal is now formalized enterprise strategy, led by Microsoft's new team and Google's breakthroughs. This high-end competition is colliding directly with the geopolitical chip war, making supply chain and global access the core strategic risk for every CTO. Beyond the headlines, the key insight is consolidation and application. The Apple-Google alliance confirms that best of breed is winning in the consumer space, while the Snap-Perp deal shows that mid-market giants are willing to pay huge premiums for rapid AI integration. The value is shifting from general models to specialized R&D, as shown by Edison Scientific and DeepMind's math breakthroughs, 030. Full ad read plug. If you are leading an enterprise through this high-stakes shift, this message is for you. Stop marketing to the general public. Talk to enterprise AI builders. Your platform solves the challenge of getting secure, compliant AI into production at scale. We have reserved a limited number of mid-roll ad spots for companies focused on high-stakes, governed AI infrastructure. This is a direct line to your most valuable buyers, the CTOs and VPs of engineering. Don't wait. Secure your mid-roll spot immediately. The link is in the show notes. If this analysis helps you build your strategic plan, please take a moment right now and like and subscribe to AI Unraveled. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow to unravel the next chapter in AI.